So in addition to hosting debates, we also are the Hollywood of the East.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of TV shows and movies shot here, and looking for extras, Kara.
Yeah, I've got three big shows that are looking for just about anybody. Tulsa King is looking for some specific things. They want Native Americans, indigenous-looking people to come out and be on the show. They're also looking for Asian henchmen, someone to play Asian henchmen. So men, women, 18 and up, you get about $250 for 12 hours of work, and they're going to start shooting July 10th through the end of July. So you've got to be available for all the days that they're going to be filming.
Do we think that Asian henchmen are more scary than any other nationalities henchmen?
Yeah, it's because of the Chinese stars.
There you go. And the nunchucks.
Right, they can get you from a distance.
Nunchucks.
And those shoes that they wear that make them look with the, they've just got two toes. Scary.
Okay, now we're entering territory
borderline.
We don't want to enter.
So Stranger Things Season 5 is also looking for some very specific things. They need photo doubles to start filming as early as July 8th. Very specific about what they need, ages 9 through 30. If you're over 18, you get $175 to work for 12 hours. If you're under 18, you get $175 to work for 10 hours.
Huh.
Plus, there's a $50 bump for a fitting and a $20 bump if they have to cut your hair. So I've got all the details on exactly what they're looking for up at TadDrexandKara.com. Now, this one is for everyone. Found Season 2. We've been talking about this a lot. Mark Paul Gosselaar is one of the big stars of this show. They're looking for men and women 18 and up. They have a whole bunch of roles that they're trying to fill. Bus drivers, passengers, doctors, nurses, patients, neighbors, officers, visitors to the hospital. So basically, any and everything, background artists, you don't have to have experience. They're looking for help, too.
You can almost tell what's going on the show by the casting call, can't you?
Exactly.
I want to work on one of these movies or TVs because it's like they just throw everything out. They're like, hey, we've got this TV show. Now you do all the work. We need everybody to show up.
Well, they're going to pay you.
Right.
I know, but they don't have any plans.
That's the thing I hate about this job. They're like, all right, we're going to need you to do a radio show every morning.
But that would be like, hey, we're going to do a radio show from 5 to 9, but then we need every single person to call in and do all the work for us.
Yeah, if you want to contribute to the show, 404-741-0985.
Oh, my point doesn't make any sense. Damn it.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Oh, princess, you got to go. Bye, sis.
Bye, Betsy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara will step out. I'll ask you these five trivia questions. Not the toughest questions. Question five is tough.
Yeah, but getting that.
Should be okay.
Uh-oh.
Then we'll bring Kara back in for the same questions. If you are able to answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Today would have been Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's 20th wedding anniversary. But who is Ben Affleck currently married to?
Jennifer Lopez.
Number two. Starbucks added iced energy drinks to its summer menu. Finish Red Bull's tagline. Red Bull, it gives you what?
Wings.
Number three. Owner of Tesla and SpaceX turns 53 today. What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Number four, Barbie merch truck is going to make a stop at Perimeter Mall Saturday afternoon. Who played Ken in the Barbie movie?
Shoot, I see his face. I can't remember his name.
Number five, last night's presidential debate turned into a huge ratings win for CNN. The 30th U.S. president is well known for never using the phone while in office. Who is that? 30th. What are we on now? 46?
46, yeah.
I'm going to say President Carter.
All right. It's interesting bringing Kara back in.
Yeah, we're a couple off there, Betsy and Hushton, but you did okay. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Kara making her way back in, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Who is Ben Affleck currently married to?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's what bestie. That's what Betsy said, our bestie. It's 1-1.
That's for the moment, by the way, that marriage. Number two, finish Red Bull's tagline. Red Bull gives you...
wings.
That's what Betsy said, 2-2.
Number three, who's the owner of Tesla?
Elon Musk.
All right, we're knotted up at three.
Number four, who played Ken in the Barbie movie?
Ryan Gosling.
The baby goose, Betsy. She could see his face, but couldn't give us the name. 4-3.
Finally, number five, the 30th U.S. president, well known for never using the phone while in office. Who is that?
Jackson?
Tad, do you want to give it a guess?
So Carter would have been, you got to go way back, yes. Right? Carter would have not,
in the 20s,
probably.
1920s.
In the 20s? Yeah. Hoover.
Close, Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge.
Yeah.
My college library, I think he's from Vermont, dude.
Is it? Well, this question was tailored for you, Tad.
They didn't have phones in Vermont. He probably grew up without a phone.
All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Betsy and Houston, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today, right. Dang it.
Kara, your new record, 1,821 wins, 57 Woo-hoo. Losses.
Ooh, sorry, Betsy.
Oh, thank you, though.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, July 13th at Truist Park. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
We play every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. If you want, you could sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. Tad Drex and Kara Show. If at any point you're listening to the show and something pops in your head, you want to leave us a quick message, you can use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
Hey, Tad. Hate to tell you, Hoover was never a president.
Well, that's a good example.
Oh, that was that based was on question. The Are You Smarter Than Kara question. And what's the name of the 30th U.S. president? It was Calvin Coolidge, but Tad,
I said Hoover.
You said Hoover, which I believe was the 31st, right?
Yeah. So Herbert Hoover was the 31st president of the United States. J. Edgar Hoover was the first director of the FBI. I was one president off.
That's pretty good.
You're welcome.
Keeping you up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. No, they don't. Yes, they do. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 90. 60% chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday. It's 76 now in Lawrenceville. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you how you can get your hands on a piece of a music icon in just a second. But there's a whole bunch of really cool stuff going on this weekend. The Barbie truck tour is pulling into Perimeter Mall tomorrow. They're going to have exclusive merch to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Barbie.
Oh, wow.
That's happening from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Cool.
And if you make a purchase over $40, you'll get a special free gift. They've got this hoodie that I'm like frothing over. I want it so bad. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get myself out there to get it. But it's only available at these merch trucks. So
funny. You're talking about like the things that you could do this weekend. And I'm writing down everything you mentioned. I'm like, places to avoid.
Yeah, oh, man. So speaking of trucks, there's a cool summer downtown classic car cruise happening in Acworth from 3 to 7. That's also tomorrow. And we can get a jump on 4th of July celebration. Some cool fireworks shows happening. Celebrate America at World Harvest Church as nice. At 6:30. The fireworks will happen at sunset, and they're doing a big independent celebration at West Walton Park in Loganville from 6 to 10:30. Again, fireworks at sunset.
If you've got pets, we are entering Thunder Buddy season.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like next week it will be crazy. I don't understand why they're starting the fireworks displays so early. I guess because Fourth of July is on a Thursday.
Because America, dude.
Okay, come on. All right, fine. Just more chances to blow your fingers off. That's cool. Now, a few months ago, just about everything from Elton John's Atlanta penthouse went up for auction. Mm-hmm. And if you missed out, you've got another chance to grab a piece of Elton's epic wardrobe. And it's all for a great cause. So right now, he's got 242 items on eBay under the Rocketman resale. It's all his personal clothes, shoes, handbags, and more. Every dollar goes to support his Elton John AIDS Foundation.
Speaking of dollars, what are we looking at in terms of prices?
So prices range right now from $28 to about $6,500. So depending on what you're looking at, like I said, there's handbags, shoes. Some of these are all Handbags? Gucci, Versace.
It's Elton John, dude.
I know, right? There's chainmail.
What's the $28 item? Do you happen to know?
It is actually a dress.
Okay.
It's Elton John.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Give him a break. I know somebody that's going to be walking around in a $28 Elton John dress this
weekend.
Probably
a caftan, right?
It's not a caftan. No, it's a slip dress,
it's a
actually.
A full-on dress. Good.
Betsy Johnson.
So we're talking about whether or not I would survive a wife swap if Drex and I were to switch spots.
I think a lot of couples are probably in that situation. Maybe you're out with another couple friend and you start to daydream a little bit. It's like, wow, I mean, if I was married to him, life would be so different. We would get along so great.
Well, the thing is, when you're out with other couples, you're on your best behavior. Like, they don't see what really goes on behind closed doors, the monster that you really are in real life. You're putting forth your best material, your best front, just like social media. You put all of the pretty, nice, wonderful things out there. Mm-hmm. But what really happens behind closed doors is where the goods are.
So let's take my wife off the table here.
Okay.
Because I know, A, that she would not find you charming.
Right.
And that's not an affront to you. She doesn't find me charming. And I don't have a lot going for me, mm-hmm. but charm is one of them.
Okay.
Like, I was a chubby kid. Chubby kids develop a personality. I've got the charm. And she's not charmed by me.
Right.
She will not boss you around. She will not order you around. She will not do nothing because the only person ordering anybody around in my house is my 2-year-old daughter, Sophie. And Sophie is proof, like, she's the reason God made kids cute. You know, they say, like, that kids are cute because they have to be the way they act.
That.
Yep.
So that would be your experience, and you would not have a good time.
So we'll take if we did, like, a wife swap, if I went to your house and lived there for 24 hours and you came to my house and lived in my 24 hours, we'll take the me and Jessica thing off the table because, we would get through it and it would be fine.
Right.
You wouldn't stand... You wouldn't last an hour in my house. My wife would spit you up and chew you out and you're gone.
No. You see, I hear about this terrible life that you have where you have honey-do lists every day you get home from work and there's a list of things. How long have you guys been married?
18 years.
Okay. Well, and you're not a self-starter. You may be confused about that because you've been doing a lot of things. You have a honey-do list. Mm-hmm. But without a honey-do list, you would not be doing anything. You'd be playing golf, sitting with your guys, getting all sloppy, being disgusting. Right?
So, Ted, I'll give you a little,
taste of what you get.
Yeah. Here's what, like, hour one would sound to you. This is a text message that I received from my wife yesterday when she was out doing her things. These are the things that she expected me to do in a one-hour period of time. Are you ready?
But I want to point out, she has to tell you to do these things because you're not a self-starter. So this is, after 18 years, this is what go ahead.
This is what is expected of you. She said, take my clothes out of the washer, hang up my bras and swimsuits, then check all the tags on my dresses that are in the washer and see if they need to be hung up. If not, put them in the dryer on low. Take the desk and the ottoman that I had to put together. Take those upstairs in the respective bedrooms. Go pick up Mickey from the groomer. Send pictures of his hair. Go to the UPS store, pick up flyers that I have for a new listing, have them ready outside for my assistant. Oh, yeah, she has an assistant and she has me. And the final one was take the boxes from the front porch of the new lights that I put up and throw those away, including the old lights that you replaced. Tad, all of this was expected to do in an hour. You're going to do all this?
You're wasting your time with the list because once I show up, maybe some of that stuff happens, maybe it doesn't.
And then what happens when the backlash?
Because you've been going through this life of yours. We've fallen into this pattern where she gives you this list. You do the tasks that she's asking you to do. And yes, ma'am. And you've become afraid of her. So I might not do the list just to throw her off, just to get her off of her game to begin with. Now she doesn't know what's going on. Maybe she's a little upset for a moment, but next thing you know, and before she knows it, we're at Hal's Steakhouse having the seafood tower. I'm not going to hook up with her because I respect you too much, but she'll want to. By the time I'm done, I got all kinds of plans. Dude.
Your plan is to not do this list and take her to Hal's.
Take her to Hal's. It's just shock and awe. Like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go? She'll be like, well, we have to go do this. I go, no, we don't. No, we don't.
No, her response is going to be like, I'm already at Hal's eating. Do the list.
I'm going to say Drex is going to do the list.
Mike worked well for the first day, but after that,
you're toast.
You're done.
After 18 years, you're right. None of it works, but no. 18 hours.
Win last.
Now we're talking.
Like what you're hearing? You can subscribe to Tad, Drex, and Kara on demand and never miss a moment. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
I was just looking at some of the concerts in town over the weekend. Marty Stewart is going to be in town. That's like some old school country. But then I'm thinking Ryan Adams, not Brian, but Ryan Adams, kind of a singer, songwriter.
A little
kind
Jack
of guy.
Johnson type guy, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, which one would April really, first of all, what she would she expect? And what would be good for her?
If you were to take my wife, because we're swapping wives, right?
Right.
If you were to take my wife to a concert, you better be ready to
have the time of our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you have VIP tickets in an air-conditioned room. I hope you have planned dinner and you have her well fed. I hope
she
you
only wants all these things because she's bored.
I hope you have a good exit strategy because she does not like waiting in line to get out of somewhere.
Dude, we go to Marty Stewart because that's just like some good country stuff. Get the tequila going and everything. Ooh. End up at the Dark Horse Tavern for some live band karaoke.
Your wife up on
stage singing Shania Twain. There's no air conditioning there. You don't need it.
With her IBS, you're going to be home in 20 minutes.
You are not sharing that. See, this is the kind of thing a husband of 18 years does. I would never.
Everybody knows that in a relationship, there is a man with control issues and a beautiful woman with IBS. That's marriage.
See, it's opposite in my relationship. Ryan's the one with the IBS.
Oh my gosh, you guys. You will never know who in my life has IBS because I would never share that information.
So it's you.
Right?
I got you, April. I got you. All right, so we got to moving along here, talking about summer camps and how these monster parents are sending their kids off to sleepover camps.
Yeah, there's a mom that's going viral right now for sending her daughters away for 7 weeks of sleepover camp in another state. And it's totally dividing the internet right now. Some people are saying, oh, that's great. It's providing them a lot of independence. But others are like, you are a monster. You're sending your child away and you're missing all of this incredible time with them.
You're missing summertime memories. Yeah, I would not, when you know my policy, I would not send my kid over to even another kid's. There's no overnights. You can have your overnights when you're in college.
You wouldn't even do a sleepover with a friend.
No sleepover with a friend. None of it.
Much less a sleepover for a week at a time with a bunch of unruly people.
You don't like freedom? You don't like a little bit of alone time?
What, me? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's kind of selfish.
There's another, you're right, it is selfish. It is selfish to send your kid to sleepaway camp, but it's absolutely awesome for you and for your relationship with your spouse. In fact, we're picking Avery up from her 3-week sleepaway camp today. And when we picked her up this time last year, she was like, Daddy, we can go home for a week and then I can go back for another 3 weeks. And she was desperate to do it.
3 weeks, even 3 weeks. Like, I'm fine with a weekend, a week maybe, once they've reached a certain age. But I couldn't do 3 weeks. I certainly couldn't do 7 weeks. That's their entire summer.
Maybe you can't, but they can.
There's all these day camps that you can send and still have memories with your daughter. So you've sent her away to camp every summer for the last how long?
This is her fourth year.
Fourth year.
They love it, and it's good. It's good for you. Like, my daughter's away on sleepaway camp. My wife and I went to Paris, and like we reconnected as a couple, and like fell back in love with each other. You don't get that opportunity when you're chasing around kids all summer.
After 18 years, you gotta take him to Paris.
Yeah. You're gonna take my wife to Paris, Ted? You can take her to Paris for a week.
Your
That's the expectation.
Take me to Paris.
Yeah, right. So you have her passport ready?
So you're going to pick your daughter up this weekend, and you want her? There's another session.
There's like another session. Yeah,
so
she can come home for a week and then go back. Yeah.
6 weeks total of the summer. Yeah. No daughter, day, night, and you can only write to her. You can't even call her.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
404-741-0985. The internet says people that send people their kids away for these sleepover camps are monsters.
We're smart.
Agree or not. We're talking about these week-long, sometimes summer-long, summer camps. You send your kids off for the summer. Like, as soon as they get done with the school year, like, all right, packing up. We're driving you to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You're going to go live in the woods for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Gretchen called. She said, you're doing your kid a disservice if you're not sending them off to the summer camp. All these skills that they learn, how they learn how to get along with other people. Mm-hmm. And I think my issue is, I mean, Kara, you have a, could you imagine? I mean, even your kid is this far off from being even of age. What age are you able to go? How old was your daughter, Avery?
7, I believe. She went for 1 week when she was 7, and then when she was 8, she started doing 3 weeks.
Could you imagine? Could you even do this?
No.
Bring your kid and drop them off and be like, have a good time at 7 years old?
No, I don't like being away from my kid for the 5-6 hours that we're at work, much less 5-6 days, 5-6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I could not handle it.
She likes it now because she's forced. She's got no other choice.
Yeah, we forced it down her throat, right?
We forced it down her throat.
We tell her, you got to
have your freedom so that you could do.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring your daughter? You went to Paris. Why didn't you bring your daughter? Think of the memories that she's old enough to remember. That would have been so cool.
You guys remember anything that happened to you when you were 11?
Oh, my gosh. I would remember if my parents took me to Paris at 11.
Miserable.
Miserable seeing the Eiffel Tower, being with her mom and dad. She doesn't even know her mom and dad at this point.
being with mom and dad, seeing the Eiffel Tower, or being with 10 other 11-year-old girls, horseback riding, shooting archery, pottery, Zumba, basketball. Come on, guys.
But it was getting over that hump. Now she loves it. I'll concede that.
But
when she was 7 years old,
we shoved it down
her
throat,
she was terrified. And now she has learned that she really can't hang on to mom and dad are not going to be here for me. There's like abandonment up the wazoo.
For therapy.
Yeah. All of that. I hope you're saving all these trips. You're saving some money for a therapist.
We're scrolling away a little bit of like a health savings account for a therapist. Get out of here, guys. She's fine.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Lisa, we hear you need forgiveness from your friend Jamie over a dinner conversation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We go out with Jamie and her husband at least twice a week, right? Oh, wow. And so she is a longtime friend of mine, and now our husbands are pretty close. Mm-hmm. So we love to go on double dates.
That's fun. It's always good to have another couple to kind of hang out with.
Sure. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we were at Little Alley's Steak in Roswell, and my husband just would not shut up, okay? I even, like, kicked him under the table a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
What was he busy running his mouth about?
We just found out that we're pregnant with our third baby, and he just kept going on and on about it.
Well, that would be something that you would go on and on about.
It is great, but see, Jamie and her husband have been trying for a baby for years, and they haven't had any luck. So, of course, they were happy for us. But I could just tell that it was too much for them, you know?
Your husband, it didn't even occur to him, like, that there was this fertility thing going on?
No, he didn't. No, not at all.
Have you spoken to Jamie since then?
Well, so we tried to make dinner plans, like, multiple times, and then they're just suddenly always busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know it's because of my husband, and I want to ask Jamie for forgiveness because I really miss our evenings out.
Yeah.
And I think with a new baby arrives, it's going to be even harder.
Sure, yeah.
Twice a week you were going out with them. I'm sure that's a big void in your life.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to be your babysitter.
Tell you what, we will put you on hold, and in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to talk to Jamie and see if we can get you forgiveness.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Lisa needs our help asking forgiveness for her husband's behavior. They were going out to eat with this other couple several times a week until one night, a couple of weeks ago at dinner, her husband kept going on and on about this baby that they've got on the way, not remembering that Jamie, their friends, have fertility problems. Lisa, sit tight. We're going to get your friend Jamie on the phone here and help get you forgiveness.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Jamie.
Yes, how can I help you?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Oh, hey. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. We're calling about your friend Lisa.
Oh, is everything okay?
We wanted to hear about the dinner that you guys had at Little Alley. Did anything weird happen that night?
Not that I can remember. Why?
Are you sure? Because we understand that you and your husband usually double date with Lisa and her husband frequently.
Yeah, well, we do, but it's just been a little too much lately, so we're taking a little break.
Well, did something in particular happen?
Other than us always ending up paying for their extravagant meals, no.
How do you end up paying for them?
We usually split the bill evenly, but they always end up ordering the most expensive things on the menu and multiple cocktails. And my husband and I stick to, like, one glass of wine each, and we share an entree. So
it's a little imbalanced.
You're definitely getting the better deal here, huh? Yeah.
Who hasn't been in this situation before?
Tough, yeah.
We want to let you know that Lisa is actually on the phone with us. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And she called us because she wanted help asking you forgiveness.
Wait, Jamie, is that why you haven't been hanging out with us lately? We added up all our dinner expenses and found that we spent almost $2,500 last month eating out with you guys.
Oh my gosh.
I had no idea that this was an issue. You never said anything before.
You never looked at the bill and thought maybe it was a little unfair?
You know that I'm not good with stuff like that. I really thought you were upset about we were having another baby.
Why would I be upset about that?
Well, it's just the look on your face the other night, and then you stopped hanging out with us. So I just gathered you were irritated because Tim wouldn't shut up about the new baby, and you guys had such trouble getting pregnant.
No, it's because dinner was over $500.
Well, it sounds like you need to treat your friends to some fun nights out, Lisa.
Especially before this baby comes. Huh?
Right?
I'm so sorry, Jamie. I really had no clue that this was so unfair.
Jamie, I say go for the seafood platter. Do not hold back.
Platter. The tower.
I'm sorry.
Platter.
Jamie, we do have to ask. Lisa originally called and wanted your forgiveness for her husband oversharing on the baby announcement, which we've since learned that you're as excited as they are. But do you forgive her for the whole dinner bill fiasco?
Of course. But I'm just not splitting 50-50 anymore.
That's totally fine, Jamie, okay? I will make sure I bring a calculator with us next time.
All right, you two. And maybe, you know, Olive Garden. You don't have to go to the most expensive restaurants in town.
Yeah, if one person orders a salad and soup, everyone gets a salad.
Exactly.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, sunshine and clouds, mostly clouds though. Scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. High of 90. 40% chance of rain today. 60% chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday. 74 right now in Suwannee. What's going on, Kara?
So I'll tell you what almost 3/4 of people say is their greatest turn on in just a second. Ooh. But have you guys ever bought anything from Temu or Shein?
No, it's garbage. And it takes too long to get here.
Listen, I know they faced a lot of controversy because it's goods that come from China, but it's not all garbage. Temu is actually the most downloaded app in 2023, even bigger than TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Good. Another way for the Chinese to get our information.
Well, it just shows you how desperate people are to get crap.
Well, it's not to get crap. We're just all looking for a good discount. Like, my husband's bought a bunch of stuff that isn't all crap.
Rather than do that, do your research. Buy something quality. Buy the best version of, like, I have salt and pepper shakers that will outlive me by a million years.
Funny that some of these things, even if you say that they're crap, but they'll probably outlive all of us too.
Not the Temu stuff.
You'd be surprised. So anyways, we've all been looking for good discounts, and now Amazon is trying to cut off all of the people that have been shopping at Temu and Shein, and they're going to launch their own section on the site that's going to compete with those brands. So they'll be sourcing from the same Chinese warehouses. So the shipping times would be between 9 and 11 days of ordering.
Yeah, that's who wins in all this thing and all the Temus and all that, because they get it on, the shipping companies get it on both ends. Mm-hmm. They get it when they ship it, and they get it when you got to send it back.
We send raw materials to China, shipping it over there, yeah. and then they ship the products the over here.
However, it'll be much easier to get a refund going through Amazon than it yeah. would be going through either of these sites.
Oh, right. How do you return something for you don't, is the answer.
Now, if you've been looking for an easy, inexpensive way to freshen up your relationship, you may want to consider acts of service as your new love language. Apparently, 69% of people say the simple act of seeing their partner clean is the greatest turn on. More women find the smell of a clean home more appealing than the smell of fresh flowers.
What about just going around spraying Febreze everywhere?
No, you can spray Febreze all over the place, but if it looks like a bomb has gone off in your house, that is not a turn on.
Drex, you at one time told me that your wife's toxic trait is your house having to look like nobody lives there.
Yeah.
And this is why I've been pushing for this for a long time. Let's do a wife swap. I'm wired the same way. You and my wife are slobs. You guys should live in filth and squalor together.
Yeah, but the reason our house looks like nobody lives in it is because I'm working constantly when I get... I mean, yeah, we could wife swap, but when you get home, you're on the clock, bro.
Abby came over and was like, how do you guys keep your house so clean? I said, because that's all we do.
Yeah.
Like, when you're not here, we're cleaning. We're going to clean up when you leave. It'll somehow get dirty by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and you got two little kids. Come on.
It's never ending. That's why people say that it's a turn on to see their partner cleaning up so they don't have to be the ones doing it.
This is why people who are born in Europe, you'll see a lot of Italian, you'll see a lot of Portuguese. Mm-hmm. They actually live in their basement, and their living room is untouched.
Pristine.
Oh, yeah. They've got like a floor nobody goes to.
Plastic right? on the sofa. That's my love language.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.